I'm going to read from The Bridge, which is the magazine for Clifton, Hampden, Birkot, Long and Little Wittenham. And this is an extract from the editorial, which is written by Claire Owen. I was fascinated to read in a recent Saturday Guardian about the ancient traditions associated with Harvest Festival, which coincides with the rise of the harvest moon. This year it was on the 7th of October. Country people celebrated and gave thanks for the food that would sustain them through the winter. They made corn dollies, harvest tokens or trophies as they are also known, small figures traditionally woven from the last sheaf to be gathered. Dating back many hundreds, if not thousands of years, these pagan creations were thought to embody the spirit of the corn, the spirit of the harvest. They were made in the hope that they would carry the season's fertility through the winter, and then, having been ploughed back into the field come the spring, coax another productive season into unfolding. Different regions have different traditions and different designs for their corn dollies. Alice Rattanen, in the articles, says further, I share this because I believe our land working forebears were doing something essential when they made the effort to mark the point before autumn begins to shift towards winter. In taking the time to reflect on a busy growing season and give thanks for all it has yielded, we too can note how the shifting climate is affecting our plants, while acknowledging our good fortune and learning from all that didn't go so well. And, most importantly perhaps, it's a time to offer deep gratitude for the abundance that lots of us take for granted when too many around the world go without, especially as that abundance is often the result of the labour of workers whose names we will never know. Before the shortening days and colder nights and the clearing of crops and mulching of beds pull you into more doing, perhaps there is a ritual that is calling to you as a way of marking the end of the season. Enjoy your own harvest festival.